Well, of course, as many people have found, the sheer fact that the physical venues are perhaps closed or unable to do quite the usual thing has led to online events. And online events can often be a little bit different and a little bit better and enable good things to happen. One such organisation that's having exactly that is Kettle's Yard. And I'm joined on the line by Sally Knowles from the Friends of Kettle's Yard. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Neil.
How's things going at Kettle's Yard at the moment? What is the story with the actual physical building at the moment?
At the moment, we've got the Alfred Wallace collection, which is on display. But sadly, because the Kettle's Yard gallery had to close last week, like all galleries and museums, It was doing very well. And it'll reopen again on December the 2nd. But in the meantime, we have organised an online event. You know, we've invited Kate Malone and Nicola Hicks have invited us into their studios and homes to talk about careers, how they made it in their lives as top sculptor and ceramicist. Kettle's Yard, as you may be aware, is a charity. It's owned by the University of Cambridge, but it's only funded 30% by the University of Cambridge. So because of that, they have to raise funds from within. So the cafe, the shop, any donations, anything. So the Friends of Kettle's Yard are very important to Kettle's Yard, which is a much loved building,
absolutely,
gallery, exhibition house in Cambridge, and it's one that I've known all the time I've ever lived in Cambridge.
So yes, indeed. So this event coming up on Tuesday, then on 17th November, it's an online conversation between Kate Malone, which a lot of people are going to know from the Great Pottery Throwdown, and her close friend sculptor Nicola Hicks, and they just both happen to be sat in their studios at the moment. Good afternoon to you both, ladies. Kate, let's start with you. How does life work for you as a potter come TV celebrity come everything else now?
Well, I've actually stopped being judge on the Throwdown, and it's going to be relaunched next year with new judge. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I'm making my pots. I work in three areas of ceramics. I make public art for schools, hospitals, parks, libraries, things like that. I make fancy pots, which I call them fancy pots. They're decorative art. And I also do glaze research. So I'm just juggling two studios, one in London and one in Kent, and a team of helpers, and also a charity project, which we're maybe going to talk about later, Neil.
Indeed, indeed. And Nicola, looking at your studio on Zoom, I can see this creation behind you, which looks like, are they farm tractor tyres and things?
They are tractor tyres. You're looking at the halfway point of my next show, which is an apocalyptic circus. I'm calling it Dump Circus. But I'm looking at Kate and her, you know, I'm thinking about her gorgeous, warm studio, which is all clean and tidy, and her fantastic practice. And I'm sitting here in a freezing cold railway arch off the old Kent Road. And half the time, I think I make these creatures because it's so unbearable. When you walk outside, all there is traffic. I make the beings that I'd rather be with.
Indeed.
Kate
indeed.
And I have known each other since art school. And, you know, we have this sort of mutual admiration. And it's so precious to have a friend who's so utterly dedicated to the same level that you are, but in a different discipline.
I was going to say, you must have some very interesting conversations, the two, then, because, yes, you're right. The media that you're working in, very similar, but the things you're creating, very different. How do those...
And the reasons for making them. And, you know, I look at the deliciousness of Kate's clay, and clay is something I only allow myself to use quite seldom because, as Kate will tell you, it either needs to be fired or cast. It's a performance, which can be part of the creative process, but I'm incredibly slapdash and haphazard, and it's not part of my creative process. So I get irritated that the second it's finished and all wet and glistening and gorgeous, it's then got to go through three or four processes, which doesn't suit my style. But I think Kate and I'm looking forward to this conversation very much, studio to studio, because Kate and I have really got to a point in our careers where we're experts on ourselves.
Right.
I'm only an expert in one field, and it's me. And you know, I think Kate and I have weathered so many storms, and we've sort of bucked the trend and said, no, we are going to have a family, and we are going to have a lovely marriage, and we are going to have our careers. And, you know, when I left art school, we were told quite clearly, you've got to choose. And you've got to choose between a family and a career. And if you really want a career, you're going to have to go to America.
My goodness.
And I just absolutely railed against it. So, no, I'm a Londoner. I love it here. This is my world. I'm going to do it here.
We're going to see you two chatting away studio to studio. It's also going to be open to questions from the public. So people who attend, the audience, are going to have a chance to ask you questions.
So the plan is, so what we'll do is we'll start off by we're going to be shown around Nicola's studio by herself. And then we will settle down into a little fireside chat. This is all on Zoom. And Kate and Nicola will talk to each other, ask questions, not the normal sort of questions, but one that you would ask in a more intimate surrounding. And then after that, we will invite the audience in via the chat room to ask questions, particularly to Kate and Nicola. So they actually get some interaction and they, you know, realise that they're not just two people by the fireside in their own sitting rooms. There will be people there. And that's what we're encouraging. And that's what we're hoping people will enjoy.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so if people want tickets for this event, Sally, how are they going to get them?
They need to go on the Kettles Yard website and go to the Friends event and join, and you can book your tickets there. The tickets cost £10 a household or £5. We would very much like students to come because these are two women who have made a success. And as, you know, Nicola said earlier, they've had children, they've had families, you know, they want to talk to the next generation, really. And especially in this difficult time that we're all having this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we would like to encourage students to come as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, this is just one event that you ladies are doing. You've also got an auction coming up on Thursday of next week. Tell us about that, Kate.
I was educated in a rather a big, progressive, quite rough, comprehensive school outside Bristol. And I was lucky enough to have been presented with opportunities to do pottery, woodwork, metalwork, sewing, and cooking. I put all those crafts together with big chunks of the timetable. And I think I'm doing what I do now at the level that I work at because I had this at school. And nowadays, the education system is squeezing the arts, and ceramics is quite complicated to do with kilns and things. It's squeezing it out of school time, squeezed off the national curriculum timetable, and sort of being forced elsewhere. And the question is where? So I invited 32 of England's great makers. Nikki is in fact one of them. She's a rebel fine artist. A lot of them are the pottery, the ceramic makers of the country, to give a piece of their work made of 3 kilos of clay. And we're auctioning it next week. It's called Fired Up 4. That's the number 4. Fired Up number 4. And the website, it shows everything. And basically, the money that we're gaining from the auction is going to be rolled together. And as a starter, and we think it's going to have a legacy, this charity, we're building 2 studios in after-school clubs, one in Wigan and one in Chorley, for the National Youth Zones, which are these fabulous after-school clubs, to develop art and to give young people who might not have the opportunity a chance to have a go and see the absolute joys and wonders of ceramics. So it's next Thursday, and the website is called Fired Up For. All the information can be seen there. And really, we just want to bring creativity to young people and let them, especially now, because you touch clay. We can't touch each other at the moment,
no,
can we?
No, that's the truth.
This sort of physicality. And so that's our objective. And I've been working for 15 months to pull this together with my wonderful PA, Saqib, who's a creative PA. And really, it's all coming to a head this weekend. We've had all sorts of celebrities wearing our T-shirt with our logo and doing chats about the charity and things. You can see it on my Instagram. You can see it on the website. I'm so excited to be doing this with Nikki next week.
Sounds fantastic. And it sounds like it's going to be fascinating for anyone who's interested in pottery or just watches the programmes on telly, sees the sort of thing you do. And as you say, Sally, you know, if someone's wanting to support Kettles Yard, there you go. There's a great evening to do that. Lovely to talk to you all. Good luck with it. And thanks very much indeed for coming on and telling us about it today.